Natche ze fushleme nissel bas edel besuch shachoyle Israel simen shin nun is what we're going to be covering tonight. Beis Hashem is Baruch Shemoy, page 406. Quite straightforward. This is about Roshoy, a person's head, Veruba in a majority of his body. How do you measure a majority of his body? Rosh Veruba, majority of his body. And about carrying Mirishus Lerishus, carrying. So what does that mean? Let's see what's going on. Sif Aleph. Oymed Adam Rishus Yachid, a person is allowed to stand in a Rishus Yachid in a private domain. Umoyt Siyodoy Lerishus Rabim. He stretches out his hand into a public domain. Umetaltel shom chafotzim, and he carries items there she'enum tzrichim loy, which he does not need. Pamokoim in the place shu oimed where he's standing. So what's going on over here is that he's a man standing in a private domain in his house, and he stretches out of his window. He stretches out his hands, and being outstretched hands, that he's carrying something in the hands which are now over the public domain. Are carrying something. Can you do that? Yes or no? So Elohim says, yes, you can. So when the body is in a private domain and the hands are in a public domain, so he's standing in Rishus Yochid, hands in Rishus Rabim, he can carry things out. Shinoit lo mekan, he takes him from one place out of the window, humenichkan, and he puts it over there in the other area, reaching out of the window. It is in no, yes and no, yes and no. Because you're right. Look at the next few words of the Shulchan Aruch. Because you are right. Ubelvad provided shalayavireim, that he should not move them further. Mahab amas, he shouldn't. He cannot move it from when he's lifting his hand, from positioning it from the right hand side onto the left hand side. May not be further than 4 amas. Because yes, person is not allowed to carry it more than dalet amas. So the fact that he is in the Rishus Yochid does not make a difference. So we're learning over here is important yesoid. We're learning that the fact that a body is in one domain and the hands are in a different domain, that doesn't matter. You're not going to look at it as him being in the Rishus Yochid and therefore carrying Rishus Yochid. No. If he is in a public domain, if he's in the Rishus Yochid and his hands are in a public domain, so it's fine, he can carry it within the Dalet Amos of the hand. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch says, we're not concerned. Shema, perhaps, Yaviem Elov is going to bring it closer to himself. Kevan, since She'enom Tzichim Loi, these are items which he does not need. Pamokoim in the place, Sho'emicham, where he's standing. Remember the first line, the first few words of Shulchan Aruch? He's allowed to carry items She'enom Tzichim Loi. These are items he doesn't need. So it is not the couple that flew off. It is not the challah that he needs for it. It's not something which he needs. It's just random items which are outside, and he's quite happy for those items to remain outside. So carrying from one to the other side whilst he's being inside, that's okay. But you are quite right that it must be all within the Dalet Amos. He's not allowed to carry something further than Dalet Amos. Hilkach, therefore, Mutar la'amod b'Rishus HaRabim, a person allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim. That's the other, the vice versa now. Person allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim. Litoil mafteach, to take a key, b'Rishus Yochid, which is already now lying in Rishus Yochid, v'liftoach sham, and to open it there. So this is the vice versa now. That if you are standing outside on the street, which is a Rishus HaRabim, and you want to open and unlock the door with a key, but a key is not in the door yet. The key is on the floor, or is in, you know what, it's in another area of Rishus Yochid, but it's in Rishus Yochid. Now, to take the key whilst you are standing in the Rishus Rabim, to lift it up and put it, insert it into the door and open it, and thereby opening the door, that is fine. Just because you are standing in a public domain, and Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't really affect matters. It doesn't matter. So it's the opposite. But the point is that we're differentiating. Well, it doesn't make a difference, the fact that your body is in different Roshos. We don't look at it as being a problem. So that's... So the Shabbos belt is potentially a problem. Well, what's your Shaila?
If you open up open the door now and take off the Shabbos belt to open the keyring. You can't just open the door, you've got to do it a little bit of the way and then put it back on.
Yeah. So it has to do with it, yes. There is a great difficulty of using a Shabbos belt correctly. If you're talking about proper Rishus Yochid, so it's your proper Rishus Rabbim, so you've got a problem to, you can't undo the belt. Yeah, so if it is, you're right. But assuming that there is no Makom Ptur, assuming that you are standing in a Rishus Rabbim, and the door is in Rishus Yochid, which it normally is, and now to undo the Shabbos belt whilst you are standing Rishus Rabbim and taking the belt and the key within it and to unlock the door is a problem because you are effectively carrying the belt from the Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid. Now, even if it's on your body, on your waist, to just taking it and putting it into that could also potentially be a problem because you're still standing in Rishus Yochid, in Rishus Rabbim, and putting in Rishus Rabbim. So this is potentially a problem. It is. Because you're making a hanocha by putting the key inside the keyhole. It's actually putting a hanocha. So it's not so poshut. Yeah, but since it's a mokum yuchad, the potential, it could be that it is, there could be this chshiv is in it, and it's considered dalet al dalet. Because it's choshuv. Yeah. Okay, continue Shulchan Aruch. Avoloi yamoit b'Rishus Yochid. A person may not stand in Rishus Yochid. A person may not stand in a public, in a private domain. And he stretches out his head into a public domain. And he drinks there. So imagine it's a water fountain. A water fountain in the Rishus Rabbim. And he is standing in Rishus Yochid. To drink is a problem. The other way around. Vice versa. Vice versa would be that he's standing in Rishus Rabbim and there is a tap in the Rishus Yochid and he can somehow reach it through the window. He stretches inside and he opens it up and he drinks. So he's standing in Rishus Rabbim, but the water is in the Rishus Yochid. You're not allowed to do that. You can't do that. Why not? We just said a minute ago that you can. The beginning of the Shulchan Aruch taught us that we're not looking at your body, we're looking at where you're actually doing the Takir and Anocha. So the answer is, because here there's a special gzeira. Helem ken yachniz roi sheverubo. It's only muta if you're putting your whole yachniz roi sheverubo. If you're putting the entire, your majority of your body inside through this window, your whole head needs to be there, and the majority of your body, you basically need to be stretched into the kitchen. Lemokim shir shoyse, the place where you're going to drink. Why? The kevan should tzorich le'ilu ma'im, since you need that water. These are the words. Since you need that water, chayshidon, we are concerned. Shema perhaps, your VMLov is going to bring it to you. So that we learned in Shulchan Aruch at the beginning, that you're allowed to do this kind of stretching and you and Rishus Yochid and stretch item from one side to the other, we said that's fine. That's only because it's something we are not concerned you're going to bring towards you. But here we're talking about water, and water is a serious chashash that you're going to end up, because you're drinking it, you're going to end up bringing the water towards you, and then if you're doing a hoitzah from Rishus to Rishus. So, but if you are putting your whole body in there, basically, you are basically like stretching your Rosh Hashanah in it, then it's fine. No, once it's in your body, it's fine. Yeah, that's fine. There is an interesting halacha later on, which is a bit connected to what you're saying, but yes, in principle at this point, yes. But there is a mutalamot b'rishus yochid. You are allowed to stand in a rishus yochid, oy b'rishus rabim, oy rishus rabim, velishtois, and drink, bekamelis, to drink in a kamelis, to ibcho, vice versa. So when if it's a d'rabbanon domain, then it is more lenient and we are okay. V'yesh mefarshim, some differentiate in the whole as follows. Chafetzim atzrichim loy, when chafetzim, items which you require, hainu, i.e., kelim noim, nice looking vessels, shotzorich lehem, which he needs, and he requires those items, havalim em kelim she'enum noim, but if it's items which don't look particularly beautiful, muta lishto is bohem, you're allowed to drink and use them. Afapi, although, shalei hoitzi roi sheveruboy, although he didn't take his whole head and majority of his body out, the fact, if it's not nice kelim, the fact that you're just stretching your neck out, that is sufficient. For shatzel tulim and other carrying activities, chutz mishtiya, besides drinking, afilu kelim noim, even nice looking kelim mutar letalti, you have to carry, shaloi gozu elo bekelim noim, we are only, according to this opinion, we are only concerned by kelim noim, good looking kelim, nice looking kelim, uveshoyset lohem, and you're drinking, because that's what you're going to bring to your mouth. But Lamayis Mishnah Berurah says we don't paskin like that. But we do paskin like the former opinion, that if it's a karmelis, we'll paskin like the first opinion, as we explained earlier, that if it is, that we're just differentiating, halacha, we're differentiating, halacha, we're differentiating between something which you're likely to bring towards you or not. If it's random items in a different domain, we are not concerned you're going to bring it towards you. But if it's like drinking, or food, something which you're going to bring towards you, then we are concerned, and you may not, because you're going to end up carrying it in Moshus to Roshus. Parakamanis, you are Mekel. Okay, that's it for tonight in terms of Hilchas Simen Shin Nun. Yeah. Yes, I did. Pardon? Are you right? Which is doing it to make a chomemka or leading towards make a chomemka? Let's have a look. Betom vechosed avikimek a chomemka. Yes, we are page kuf pei hey. Simen shin lamet ches sif hey. Yes, so you are quoting the words of the Ramo that says, Tom Mechosa, all I know is the German translation according to the Mishnah Berurah, Grad or Ungrad, which means that the same in English would be even and uneven. Is there any game like that, even and uneven? Do you know what it is? Even and uneven? That's the German translation. You are saying that why is it mutter? Why did I say that monopoly is mutter? Surely it should be also because of avikemeka chomemka. Yeah.
Many pleskim
matir. Yeah.
And you said it's not so matim for adults anyway.
Yes, it is true, but he's still right in asking because according to that, it should be also meikradin. I said that it is muta, but it is right to refrain. Adults are right to refrain. Many poskim said it's right for adults to refrain to play monopoly on Shabbat. What I'm thinking over here is that perhaps it is not. Is meka chumemka? I don't know, do you think that, what are your thoughts? What do you think? Yeah.
Well, sure, yeah. Any game is going to be similar in some ways. There's a whole point of playing something where you want to win. Like, whatever you're playing, you want to win.
Not chess.
Sorry?
Not chess.
Chess is...
Why does it make a coin for that? What game is your point here? What's an example of a game like this?
You're saying, what is the difference between a Mecha Chomemka game and... And it's okay, I hear it's a good question. I think that your question is a very good question. Why would the poskim matir? But I did see that poskim matir monopoly. You're saying that lichoyres should be. Yeah.
But it's so far from being realistic. I mean, you can't buy a house for £160 in London.
It needs to update it for the 2000s.
Perhaps. But which game is realistic? Which game is that realistic that you wouldn't say that? I don't exactly know what it is. Ungrad. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says is that it is. It's not covered Shabbos. It's Monopoly. He says on page 67 in additional notes in the back of the Mishnah. Pshem Zalman says in Shmir Shabbos, since it is not proper money, ein lo chush lekach, it is not a problem, since it is, ein lo chush lekach, and since it's not proper money. And Rav Nissim Karelitz is quoted, Shemin Adin en lesoy, Mikadin it is not forbidden, since it's only a game, Kevin Shurak Mischak. But it is not covered Shabbos. That's, I think, what I said yesterday. But the father shouldn't play with him. So you're asking that Lichoyre, this is contradicting this psak that I said yesterday, and that's what it says over here, that Lichoyre, that is not an avatar. Okay, I don't know the answer. It's a good question. You know, I'll ask somebody. It's a very good question. If we move on, see Vav. So, does anybody have a suggestion to answer? I think it's a very good question. No, it doesn't know, because it said, Tavke Meka Chumemka. Meka Chumemka seems to imply it's because it looks like you're trading, you're doing a business. It's unlikely that Meka Chumemka is because Otuk Siva.
Maybe if you keep it at the end, as opposed to
perhaps,
back in the box.
Perhaps that the way it is, that at the end, everything that you have is representative of a certain amount of money or something. Yeah. That you either earn or lose. Okay, I'm not sure. It's a very good question. See, Vav is a very specific Zeir. We're going to go fast. Beis Hashem. Very specific and very specific Zeir, which is the following. Also, Lishav Mayim Begalgal, it is forbidden to draw water Begalgal with wheels. So this is not this is a kind of, you draw water from a well, and it's the mechanism works with wheels, galgal. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Never mind carrying or you're not allowed to do that per se in its own right to use a well which has wheels. Why? Kzeiro, perhaps yemale leginosoi, because perhaps you're going to end up filling the water for ginosa, for his garden, vechovasoi, for his ruins, for his backyard, oilemishes shall pishton, or to soak flax. So you're going to end up using that water that you're drawing for a chol related matter. Lefichach, therefore, im lo yasham, if there is no way you're going to end up going to the garden, lo legino, v'lo choba, not the backyard, v'lo brecha, not a pool of water, lishos by pishton, to soak the flax, muta etz muta. This is exactly that we end up, if this is so easy to draw the water because there's a mechanism in place, so we are so concerned, it's so easy for you to draw the water, you're going to end up using the water for work on Shabbos. If it's a hassle to get the water, you're going to remember it's Shabbos. But if it's easy, if it's a very easy mechanism, you're going to end up being Michal Shabbos. V'yeshoim, some say, shalei also lebegalgul godel. Some say it's only also if there's a very large wheel. Shemoytzi ma'im harpa b'yachat, you take a lot of water simultaneously, below toach, easily, effectively. V'em galgalim kvuim bohem, this is a wheel which have affixed buckets attached to them, many little buckets. So you know these kind of, you pull it, I don't exactly know what it looks like, but I can imagine. You pull a rope, and then it is wheel, and that wheel goes with buckets into the water, and fills. You pull the rope, and then it goes in, and it fills the buckets, and then you take the bucket, and then the other ones are going in. So it's like a wheel mechanism. So you know how to do that. It's so easy to draw the water, you're going to end up being Michal Shabbos. You can use it for soaking flax, you can use it for other melachas, which you're not allowed to do with Shabbos. So therefore, it's too easy. Don't use this mechanism on Shabbos. It's a gzeira. Aval gagalim shalonu, but our wheels, I don't know if that's going to answer your question, Rabbi Kagan, she'en mamalim bo'em el ha'me'at, you can only take a little bit of water simultaneously. A muta is fine, because we're not concerned. You're going to end up, because it's a little bit of water, it's true that it's without much toirach, but since it's a little bit of water, it's fine. It seems that the problem is, of this, the gzeir that we're concerned about, is that you can take a lot of water easily. If it's a little bit of water, it's easily still, but if it's a little bit of water, we're not concerned. It's not a lot of water comes out. I hear, and it's also there is an element of Torah still, because Sifkot and Chofei does point out in Mishnah Berurah, the Torah shlo letzorech Shabbos. There is a toil involved. Since there's a toil involved, it's also. But if there's no toil, it could be, one could argue that by opening a tap, there's no toil. It's a very specific zera for drawing water from from this wheeled well. Siv Zayin. Somebody's got fruit lying on the roof. And he sees that there is rain coming along. Also, the Shalchelem b'Shabbos. He may not take it down from the roof into his house. B'Shabbos on Shabbos, derech aruba, through the skylight, shebegag, which is on the roof. Remember, the fruit were put the fruit were on the roof to dry. So it was a bit of a skylight to get in and out, through that window. That's the way you bring them in and up and down. Now he sees it's going to rain. You may not go up to the roof and get the fruits down, although it's going to start raining and it's going to ruin them. Why? Because they're over to the choil. And but you're allowed to carry them. And even if it's stones, which is mukta, you're allowed to cover them. So if you've got bricks which you're going to use for building, and you know they're going to get ruined because they're not fully polished yet, and you know they're going to get ruined by getting wet, you may not take them down because they're mukta, but you're allowed to cover them. You're allowed to cover them with some sort of sheet or something. If you think that the rain is going to spoil it, you're allowed to just cover them with a kind of sheet. I remember that it was a bit of a question of you. Why not to cover it? I understand. There's fruit up there. You can't bring them down. Okay, I hear that. It's over to the chol.
Could you take them to eat them?
Yeah. Whatever you need to eat, you can. But if you're eating them, yeah. But you can't pretend you're going to eat them and then not eat them. If you're going to eat them, yeah. If you're just purely taking them down to save them from damage, you're not allowed to. Taking down is over the chol. But you're allowed to cover them up. Yes, so, now, I was thinking there must be other scenarios as well, things that are damaged, that things that could get damaged outside in the rain. What happens if you've got this, really fancy car that you can, convertible roof, yeah. A really fancy, Porsche, okay, good with the thing, yeah, and you forgot to close it for Shabbos. You forgot to close the Porsche for Shabbos. Yeah. And you wouldn't put it in the garage, because in the garage nobody sees your car, so there's no point. So you kept it outside, and now it's melting. Now the question is, can you cover your Porsche?
That's outside already.
Okay, good. Good, you're right. If it's Rosh Hashanah. So let's say that it's in the front drive. Which is Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Can you cover your Porsche? Pardon? Oil. Good point. Is an oil. So there's no oil less than 3 tefachim. I don't know why, but good point. You have to think about that as well.
It won't be oil because you've already got the first step up.
Probably yes. Good. You're right. Yeah. Does it get damaged?
Yeah.
It will get damaged. Have some over.
Yeah.
Is that the same then covering the fruit?
Back in the day.
Probably is. Yeah, can you cover you? What do you think? Why? My gut feeling agrees with you that it doesn't look right, but I think that lechoyr should be the same halacha than here.
If a Porsche costs £8,000, and if it got rained on over Shabbos, it would get
hefset meruba.
Then you'd be paying a couple of £1,000 at least
to fix it,
reupholstered, or is that the other, whatever. surely you can take yourself
out. Yeah.
Put an electric isolator outside.
Okay, say you forgot your CD player outside. Look, I think that I do not see a difference between this Shulchan Aruch that we saw now to the case you presented. I can't see a difference. What we're learning over here now is that if you've got fruit on top of the roof and you see that rain is going to come, you can cover it. You can't bring them down, but you're allowed to cover it. Surely it should be the same. Let's see, because, Sif Ches touched on this as well. And I think that... I think that your case is mutter. Mutter lit in kli tachz delef b'shabbos. What's the loch if there's a leak in your house on Shabbos? You're allowed to put a bucket underneath the leak. Okay. Tachz delef under the leak. Vem nismale if it's full. Oh, very good. Shulchan Aruch touched on that. Excellent. Very good. Gewaldig. Vem nismale, what happens if it's full? If it's full, shoifchoy, you'll have to pour it all out, or machzirolem koima and put it back in its place. But, for who, and that is only, when did we say you'll have to put a bucket there and collect the water from the, when you have to do that, we shall tell if roiler chitza, this is only if the water is, you can use it for your shower. If the water is not proper mukta, it's the kind of water you can still use for your shower tomorrow. Yeah, it's kind of good water. Or but it doesn't have to be your own shower, or it can still be used for animals' drinks. But if the water is really dirty and you can't use it for anything productive, also you're not allowed to, because as you said, which basically means that if it's water which is dirty, if it's really, really dirty, then it's going to be gavshel rein, it's going to be mutter. So that's the halacha for tonight. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, we learned this evening the very specific zera of this wheels, this wheel-operated mechanism in this well, which we said is also because it's too easy for you to end up doing melachas. We learned that you're allowed to bring fruit from the roof. You're allowed to bring them down, but you are allowed to cover them. And then we spoke about putting a bucket under the leak, which is fine if the water is still fit for use. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Was that what? We also. Yeah, we saw it indeed. Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Good evening and good Shabbos.